Olden in the Way Sisters. Laugh and learn with me, Janet.
And me, Nancy. The Bitchin' Sisters.
We're growing old in a new world with skyrocketing costs, crazy fashions, changing norms, and with limited time back
don't
left.
Don't say that.
Yes.
We'll entertain you and inform you as long as we can.
You're sounding desperate.
Let's look back at how it was and ahead to what's coming.
Well, we have all had pets in our lives. And Anna's with us again. And on the way over to my sister Janice, we were talking about some of the unusual pets that we've owned or our family has. And so, Anne, why don't you start us off with the gerbil story?
Oh, my goodness. Yep. This is a family story for sure. So my son had a gerbil. And
he was young, right?
He was. He was maybe 6 or 7, and he loved Ralph the gerbil. Ralph had a lovely little glass aquarium-type habitat, and Mike was diligent about feeding him and watering Ralph.
What a good boy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And Ralph had the little wheel, and Mike would put paper towel rolls in there, so Ralph was a big thing. Well, one day, Ralph was nowhere to be found, and Ralph's glass cage was in our kitchen, so that was the first place that we scoured to try to find poor Ralph, and Mike's dad
poor Ralph.
Spotted.
Lucky Ralph.
Well, that's true. Wrong. Free. Yes. So, Ron spotted Ralph under the refrigerator.
Oh.
And so Mike was down on the floor, and he had his little face right up there at the bottom of the refrigerator. And Ron is trying to figure out a way to encourage Ralph to come out. And he said, well, I think if I just tip the refrigerator.
No.
I know. No. And poor Mike's eyes were right there within like 4 inches.
No.
And that sadly was the end of Ralph.
Oh,
and
boy.
So Ron felt terrible. Mike was in tears. And then our daughter at that time was a teenager. And for whatever reason, it struck her as hilarious. And she could not stop laughing. So I had all these emotions happening at the same time. I did not know where to turn first. Mm-hmm. So that's the story of Ralph.
Well, I've often had a dog. When I met Mark, he had these three little children, and I was a little leery of him, but he had a dog, so I thought he can't be all bad.
Ah,
I mean, he had a dog.
Sign.
Later, after I got to know him, he said, the only reason I ever had a dog was because I thought I could get, it helped me get laid.
Oh my goodness.
And it worked, didn't it?
Yeah, it worked. He said he had a friend who said, Mark, there's this dog. It belongs to my neighbors, and they're going to have it put down. But if I get it spayed, would you take it? Well, he heard in his mind, laid. So he got the dog. And we had that dog for many a year, and it was a nice dog. But I'll just talk about I've always had cats. I'll talk about the last dog that we got, which was about a year and a half ago.
This has to do with a cat?
No. We've had cats, but
switched.
I'll talk about
okay.
the dog. This is Pippi. I wanted, as Mark said, he never wanted another dog. He was getting laid, so, you know, no problem. But at the time, he was. So we wanted a senior dog. And some of my friends heard about that, and they knew a woman who was going into the nursing home and couldn't take her dog with her. Well, we had met this dog because Patsy would not let her dog's feet touch the earth.
Oh.
She was afraid of, you know, ticks and worms and things, and so she took this dog around the little town of Lafarge in a stroller.
Oh, no.
And the dog, they said, people who knew this said the dog just never shut up. It was just barking, barking, barking.
Oh.
Well, I didn't know about the barking, but we agreed to take the dog. And I thought, oh, she's 11. Will I have to, like, carry her? No way. You saw the way she scrambled and jumped up onto you. Yeah.
She's energetic.
And instead of going around in a stroller, she's now living in the log cabin in the woods. She's a real dog now, and she's wonderful. And now she's 13 now.
She's still going strong.
Yeah, her feet touch the ground. But like the first time she saw, there was like a dead chipmunk that maybe one of the cats had gotten. She saw that and she was like, she was shaking in fear.
But now she's a real dog.
Yeah, she's a real dog, and she loves Mark more than she loves me. It's not fair. He never would have gotten her, but that's Pippi.
Well, and for my pet, it really wasn't the kind of pet that you pet. It was a small python.
When did you have that?
I didn't have it. Jesse, my son, had it.
Oh.
And he was on his way to college, and he and his roommate had this little python, and I even have a picture of the two of them. It was in an aquarium, and the picture is of one guy on one side of the aquarium, another one on the other side, and they're carrying this aquarium into their dorm room, and it's got a sheet over the whole thing, yeah. So no one will know that they're bringing this snake into their dorm. And they were like so excited about it. And then at the end of the term, it was time, you know, to come home for a week or two. And Jesse asked me if he could bring the python home. I said, absolutely not. And his roommate, who is now a principal of a high school, said, I'll take it home. And they both lived in the same town. And so he took it home. And I happened to be a seventh grade teacher at the time. And I had his roommate's brother in seventh grade. And we were writing stories, I was an English teacher, we were making them into books. And so all of a sudden I'm reading his story, and it's about the snake that got loose in their house and they couldn't find it.
Uh-oh.
And it ended up, it was in the bottom of the brother who's in my class, his bed, in the sheets.
Like right down there at
his feet. By his feet. And so for his book of this seventh grader about the snake, I found some reptile-looking wrapping paper, and I made it a gift to the boy to cover his cardboard front and back of his book with. And so it was a win-win. He probably got an A on that story.
Yeah, that reminds me of my son Sam's rat named Freedom.
That's a great name.
He thought it was so clever. Well, one night, Mark and I were sitting in bed, and we looked up. There were some boards on the ceiling. And suddenly a rat head stuck out from between the boards. And we're like, Freedom had made his move. I have no idea what the
end. You're talking about rats. In my classroom, we had Susie the tarantula. She lived in a little cage. And at vacation time, the kids would take turns in my preschool kindergarten taking Susie home for the vacation.
I imagine their parents, their family members were thrilled to have a tarantula come home.
They had to get permission from their parents.
This is interesting. Of our various pets that we've been talking about, there was only one cute, fluffy little dog, and that was Pippi. And all the rest of these.
Pippi.
Yeah.
I currently have three lovely fish. I would recommend fish. They're not cuddly, but they're mighty cute. And they just swim around in their little tank. They are bright colors. When I go on vacation, I can put a feeding block in there for them. Mm. And if it's an extended period of time, it's amazing how many people are willing to take care of three fish in a tank. So I recommend fish.
Well, I was saying to Anne on her way over here that in my classroom, some parents gave me a couple guppies. Well, that turned into like 100 guppies. I don't know how that happened. But when I went on vacation, I asked the
building engineer.
Yeah, please water and feed my
guppies.
Fish. And he did. But when I got back, they were all dead. And I didn't know why. And I went to the pet store and they said, because you have to take out the urine. Mm. And there were so many guppies and so much urine, they died from whatever's in guppies. The urine. So I learned my lesson.
You know, that, we can't end with that, talking about pets.
Well, okay, and we also had a turtle. And I always let the turtle out during work time so that he could kind of crawl around and the kids could pet him. You know, this is in the days where they didn't have stipulations by
about
the school
turtles.
Board.
Oh, yeah. And just pets in general. Yeah.
And one day we couldn't find him. And lo and behold, he had walked down the hall and walked into another classroom. And that's where we found him, in someone else's classroom.
Yeah, he was on the run, too.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, they do try to escape. They want their freedom.
I'll just say,
do you remember what the turtle's name was?
I think it was like Slowpoke.
It's an appropriate name for a turtle. Well, my fish were named by my grandchildren. So the bright pink one is Aaliyah. The kind of chartreuse, yellowish-greenish one was named by my grandson. That's Stag. The third one happens to be blue. And my other granddaughter said, well, Nana, we just need to name that one Bluey.
Of course.
So those are my fish.
Okay. Let's see. The last three dogs that we've had have had names that come from children's books.
Hmm.
One was Pokey, like the Pokey little puppy. One was Pongo, who was the father of the 101 Dalmatians.
Right.
And now we have Pippi. We come to you twice a month with new episodes. Some are funny, some are serious, some are just our crazy opinions. I hope you enjoyed our show.
Me too. It's been a pleasure.
Music by Hall and Sidnor.
Sometimes things aren't what they seem to be. Sometimes we see just what we want to see. Like a nearsighted monkey up a lemon tree singing, oh, bananas here are just for me. Boops, boops. Mama wants, Mama gets. Bump, bump.